Chop Chip, that's Data Prince Alex. Welcome to the Blue Collar Dynasty Podcast.
We're busting our backs, getting our jeans dirty, and playing next man up dynasty football. We're giving you in the trenches dynasty talk every week. Please reach out to us on Instagram at Blue Collar Dynasty, where you can get sneak previews of the things to come, and on Twitter at Born Football. That's BORNE football. Also, apparently, I just am ignoring the fact that it's called X now.
I just thought you were making a stand for, like, I don't know, whatever.
I mean, I am making a stand, I guess, but whatever it's called, would love to hear from you.
You could say the platform formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Be a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
There you go. So this week we're talking injury report and starts of the week.
Let's get to it. All right, y'all. So injury report. This one's pretty straightforward. In this segment, we're going to just quickly go through every single game for week 12. And we're going to tell you what the injury reports are for each team. And then we're going to give each team a designated color, red, yellow, or green. Red means this is bad. Right. So your starts, whoever you're starting in the game, like the situation may not bode well for the outcomes of some of your players. Yellow means it's a cautionary tale. Like, it's not good, it's not bad, but be careful here in what you do. If you can avoid playing a player in yellow and get somebody else in, like, the green, then you probably you might want to go there. And then green means all is good to go. You know, this team is fine. You're full power, or the injuries that they have are very minimal, where it shouldn't affect the production of the players overall. All right. Did I hit that right, Data Prince?
Yep. Sounds great. Let's do it. Right. And we're going game by game. So
game by game. So first game that we have are the Detroit Lions versus the Packers. So Packers are at the Lions, right? And Data Prince House, he'll focus on the offensive injuries, and I'll focus on the defensive injuries.
All right. So we're just going to do a general rundown, especially with just like the starters. So running backs are a concern for Green Bay Packers, but so are tight ends. So those are your two areas of concern. There's a few of the wide receivers that are banged up a little bit. You know, Jaden Reed's got a little something. He was limited. Christian Watson's on the report, but he's a full participant now. So really it's that running back position with AJ Dillon being doubtful. Aaron Jones he's actually out now. He was doubtful earlier in the week. Now he's out. AJ Dillon, Aaron Jones has an MCL, so he might be a couple weeks. He might even go to IR. AJ Dillon does have a groin injury, though, and is limited. So even though he's kind of the next man up, we're a little shaky there. Wide receiver, you're good to go. Tight end, Luke Musgrave and DeGuara. Never had to actually say his name out loud. So he's the backup. So
he sounds both, like a Dragon Ball Z villain.
Probably. Neither of them participated in practice, so we'll see how things progress. Neither of them is out yet, or even officially labeled as questionable. So we'll just keep an eye on that. In terms of offensive, I would expect these guys to have to throw the ball against the Detroit Lions, which hasn't been as easy as it has in the past. I'm kind of projecting a shootout here. Lions don't really have anybody injured on their offensive side outside of their guard, who really hasn't, they've been without him for a bit. So I'm not really worried about that.
Gotcha. All right. Defense wise. All right. We got Jair Alexander. He's questionable. He was limited in practice. Rudy Ford, he's a safety. He was questionable. He was also limited in practice. Devondre Campbell, questionable linebacker. And then you have Josiah. Oh, you already talked about the offense. That's the defensive side of the ball. You have other people who have been out defensively, but they've been out since October, so we're not going to worry about them. We're just worried about the people who have more recent injuries and can make an impact in the upcoming game. So for me, the color I'm going to give the Packers is yellow.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm gonna give Detroit a bright green with all of the injuries that are happening on both sides of the ball for the Packers. I think that's wheels up for the Detroit Lions, especially with Jaire Alexander. If he misses, that could be really good for, and heck, Campbell too. That could be really good for the passing game for the Detroit Lions. And you know, we've seen some good things out of them in recent weeks, and I
Yeah.
like the way that looks.
Amon Ross St. Brown's gonna have a field day against them. So all right, let's go to the next game. We got the Washington Commanders versus the Dallas Cowboys. Now here's the thing, this might be a trap game. You know how during Thanksgiving, everyone's watching, Commanders always show up and do something, right? But can you trust in Ron Rivera and that offense? Defense is looking great. Last week they had what, 9 sacks, right? That's not the first time a team hit 9 sacks on the Giants. They trash. Sorry. So, but I'm gonna just overall say I think Dallas is gonna smack the crap out of Washington personally. But let's look at the injury report and see if it makes a difference. Let's look at the Commanders first. Is that good?
Sounds good. On offense, we've got a couple questionable players. Basically, running, they're going to be missing their fullback and their backup running back, Antonio Gibson. So, a couple minor items there. Not too concerned about Gibson. He's questionable. I think nothing too crazy here. The fullback could be an issue with running the ball, of course, and some pass protection maybe. On the other side, on the Cowboys side, Rico Dowdle, who's been a really useful backup running back, he's questionable with an ankle. If he does sit out, and he's not participating right now in practice, if he does sit out, we could see somebody interesting like, oh, who's our guy that we were so excited for going into the season? Cowboys running back.
Oh, Deuce Vaughn.
Deuce Vaughn, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've totally written him off, you can tell. But if Rico is out, I think we see Deuce Vaughn step in and take a larger role here. Nobody else really on that offensive side for either team that's concerning here.
Yeah, that's true. On the defensive side, I'm gonna be honest with you. The Commanders, they have two players, defensive end James Smith-Williams and Emmanuel Forbes, their cornerback. They're both gonna be listed as out, and it doesn't make a big difference because they're not really big impact players for that defense. They don't even play that many snaps. So defensive wise, they're good. Like they're not really missing anybody new. They have a bunch of players on injured reserve overall. But nobody knew. That's like, oh my God, this is a game breaker player. Oh, speaking of that, just a good question, Data Prince. What happened to Chase Young? He went to the 49ers, but I haven't heard much about him since.
I have no idea. I think Chase Young's probably stuck in the depth of 49ers deep line. But
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
I'll take a peek, see if I can find anything while we're going through some things.
And then for the Cowboys injuries on the defensive side, D tackle Osa Odigizua. He was full participant in practice, so he's back. He's good to go. And safety Jayron Kearse, he did not practice. He's going to be doubtful. But this, yeah, that's the only two things that they have that's an issue. So they're gonna be fine. I give them a green actually for me. So green for them and a green for Washington, based on the defensive side. On the defensive side, but in totality, I think the Cowboys can stay green. I would say so. And Washington, what would you give them?
So Washington, I think we've got a green light as well. I don't think we've got any worries injury wise for either team. I think matchup wise, you may have more concerns. But yeah, I don't see any issues for either side.
Good, good, good. All right,
And
so
by
we're
the sorry, by the way, Chase Young, he did have a solo sack last week against the Buccaneers and a couple tackles. So he is out there. I don't know that he's necessarily playing a full complement of snaps. They've got a pretty deep line there.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, he'd be fine. All right, next game. This one near and dear to my heart, y'all. So we got San Francisco 49ers versus the Seahawks. All right. So let's start with the 49ers and go to the Seahawks.
Sounds good. 49ers, really their biggest question marks are actually at both of their guard positions. One's limited, one did not practice. Both are questionable. The knee and a toe. I do think that could be significant if both miss time. Likely neither of the injuries are hopefully too serious, and we can see a full healthy line there for San Francisco. They tend to be pretty good though at figuring out their injuries because they tend to always have some sort of injuries pretty much every year. On the other side of the ball, Seahawks, we got a questionable tackle. We've got Geno Smith with a right elbow injury. That's pretty concerning there. And then some depth issues on in the wide receiver position, but the next most concerning is of course Kenneth Walker with an oblique injury. He's doubtful. And so you're losing the running back, you're worried about the quarterback. Obviously you look towards Zach Charbonnet, who can either have a really good game or he's got a tough road ahead where everybody's looking to him to do something in this game. And against a tough 49ers defense, I don't know that I would bet on Zach Charbonnet doing well, despite the workload. So
Yeah.
I do think there's a sticky road there on the offensive side for the Seahawks, and 49ers really, really only worry there would be whether or not their line could hold up.
That's true. And then also DK Metcalf, I think he's listed as questionable. On some reports, he's listed as questionable, so that could be a thing to look out for.
Okay, I'm not seeing that on the. Oh, I see he did not participate in practice actually, but he doesn't have an injury designation right now.
Yeah, on this one, on I looked at a different one as well, just to double check. And they put him as questionable.
Okay.
Like he might. That's why I was like, I don't know. So, all right,
Uh-oh.
so, on the defensive side, quarterback Reek Woolen, he was limited position in practice, but he should be playing. And then you also have safety Jarrett Reed the second. He's out, so he's not gonna be playing at all. But he's not a big impact player anyway. And Jamal Adams, he's gonna be back in. I believe he's gonna be playing that game, so that's a good thing. Then you have Trey Brown, Kobe Bryant. Those two are gonna be back as well. Are gonna be good to go as well. They were listed here. But yeah, so I mean, defensively, it don't look too bad for the Seahawks. Oh wait, were we talking about Seahawks? Yeah, Seahawks. For the 49ers defensively, their D tackle Hargrave was limited in practice, but he should be playing. Their defensive end Robert Beal Jr., he's questionable. He had a hamstring injury, so we'll see what happens, but he did fully participate in practice. So he should be playing. Cornerback Samuel Womack had a knee issue, so he's questionable, but he probably play. So defensively, oh yeah, and then Shamir John Charles was limited in practice, but he doesn't have a status game time status on him, so he should be playing as well. So defensively, they have more. I think they have more injuries. One, two, three, four, five. Five injuries on the defensive side for the 49ers versus only two on the offensive side. So defensively, I mean, I'm gonna give them a yellow. Yeah, yellow.
For San Francisco.
49ers, yeah, yellow for the 49ers. For the Seahawks, I'm gonna give them a dark yellow.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in orange territory a little bit with the Seahawks offense. Probably actually bright red with the matchup as well. So
Yes.
I'm personally staying away from Seahawks this week if I can. That's not always the case. It's not always possible. And then 49ers, yeah. We're looking at a green light there, I think, on offense. As long as those guards stay healthy or get healthy.
True. And on top of it, this is for control over the NFC West.
Oh,
The
49ers are taking it.
winner. Well, we'll see.
Go
Hey,
Niners.
I'm not changing. I'm consistent, y'all. My Seahawks, we're gonna get that win. Jason, we put it on Jason Myers last time. Sorry, Jason, we should have had done that. That was not your fault. I mean, it was your fault you missed the kick, but it wasn't your fault to be in that situation, even though we pay you millions of dollars to make that kick. But it wasn't your fault. It was really the offense. You got to convert, y'all. Like, you got to, we don't need 3 points, 3 points, 3 points. We need sevens. Like, get some touchdowns, you know? Get some points up.
I'm
So
gonna be
that's my.
honest. From this morning, I specifically picked out this red shirt because of 49ers,
You are a bum.
I'm
Nobody
just
likes
kidding.
you.
That choice had nothing to do with this. It's the
Got your lumberjack look on. That's what's going on.
I do. I do. I'm making my lamp fall in here. There's an earthquake. All right, let's move on. Dolphins, Jets. This is an interesting one.
I don't know if it's that interesting. I think it's gonna be just fine.
I mean, it's really about high-powered offense versus high-powered defense. That's what this game is. There's one side of the ball. Really one side of the ball that we're worried about in general, and that's the offense of the Jets. I don't know that we're too worried about the defense of the Dolphins per se. They're just not as strong as the offense. That's all.
Exactly, but they just picked up Joe Flacco, right? No, they didn't. They started somebody else. That's what it is. They just dropped Wilson.
Yeah, they did start another quarterback. I don't know that I care.
Oh,
Who was it, David Blau? I don't know.
don't know his name. Let's just ignore it.
Ignore it. Joe Schmo is starting for the Jets. That's just rude. We're horrible. All right.
Don't put me in your same boat, please.
Enjoying
I'm
life. All right, so the Dolphins, we've got some injuries to talk about, especially on the offensive side. Now, we don't have any game status updates as far as official designation so far. However, Devon Achane, we know, just came off of IR and injured the same knee that he was on IR for. So that's very concerning. He was limited in practice. It's good that he wasn't not a DNP, did not practice, but still worrisome. So, but they have been without him. They really haven't been using their running backs like they were at the beginning of the year. You've seen that with Mostert and his lack of catches. So we'll see. Teron Armstead, tackle. He's a really good player for them. That's concerning. Three wide receivers actually on this report as well. Tyreek Hill among them. Hopefully, I don't think that's anything serious. We really haven't seen much issue there. Chase Claypool, Braxton Berrios. Berrios, I think, would be the bigger one there. Not too concerned. Claypool hasn't done much for them. We do have three more guards. There are three guards on this and another tackle. And then Durham Smythe, the tight end, and Raheem Mostert, the other running back. So we've got quite a number of injuries across the board. Basically, other than the center, the entire line, it seems like. And running back and wide receiver injuries here, so, and tight end. So definitely some concern there. And that's basically, they don't have a defensive injury, which is wild.
Who?
Dolphins.
You're right, they don't.
Yeah. Even their fullback, Alec Ingold, is injured here. So I don't know who's running the ball. I don't know who's catching it, and I don't know who's blocking for Tua. So I might be a little bit worried about Tua, especially against the Jets defense. This could be a fun game. I don't know. We could see. I feel sensitive about saying anything about Tua getting destroyed on the field. It's just not something we want to talk about.
NFL already, they already put in their, they already sent in the scripts, and it's going to be a shootout. All right.
Yeah, it probably will. You're probably right. Joe Schmo and Tua Tagovailoa going at it.
At least 10 80-yard bombs thrown in a game. All right.
Yeah.
Each side, we want the young kid who we don't know his name to do something. So just keep throwing go routes all day. Make this interesting. It's Black Friday, y'all. We try to have some fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. So just to be clear, too, the Jets, I don't have any confidence in their line right now. They're missing three tackles as well: Mekhi Becton, Billy Turner, and Dwayne Brown, who was actually a full participant. So there's some real concerns. Some tight end injuries. Garrett Wilson, their wide receiver, is injured. Potentially he was at least limited. So definitely some names there to keep an eye on. I think both of these quarterbacks are running for their lives. That's what I think.
Oh man. You know, it reminds me of a story. Just a quick tangent here, y'all. I have a friend. He played a Division I football too, but in high school, there was this play, and he plays defense. He's a defensive end, and he has a lot of pride on. He does not allow the team to get yardage. Like, he wants to stop you where you are completely. There was a play that happened where they faked a pass one way, and then they did like a what's that called? It was like when the running back runs wide, like it's almost like they curl wide and they just keep going. A sweep.
Sweep. Yeah.
There you go. So they run a fake sweep, right? They run a fake into a sweep, and this sweep, this running back ran for 44 yards. I'm like, he took off. He finally got caught, and they didn't score. But this my guy was so pissed. He was, oh my God, he's so pissed. And so the next play, the referees said, in all my years of refereeing, I've never seen this in my life. So the next, it was after halftime. They come out. They're at their team is at the 5-yard line. They run the same play. My guy, his name is Brendan Gannon. He sees that play. He knew, like, it was weird because I saw it happening too. I was like, oh, same play. And so they run that same play, and this dude is running that same sweep. He's going to the, if you're on defense, it's your right side. If you're on offense, it's the left side. So he's running out to the right side, and this man does not get fooled by that fake. He was waiting there for this guy. And he said, I just remember when he screamed at him. He screamed at the running back. And he said, I'm right here, boy. And when he screamed that, the running back just took a knee. And he just The rest is like, I've never seen that in my life. Because that guy is scary. I'm like, I'm not going to need to. And I'm
Ridiculous.
pissed. Oh, man, that was so funny. Anyway, I'm sorry. When you said they're going to be running for their lives, that's what I was thinking about. Just the echo
That's,
defensive players.
man, that's gonna be Tim Boyle. That's his name, by the way. Tim Boyle.
Oh, man. That's not a bad name. I like the name.
Really? That's not a bad name? You
Oh,
want Boyle to be a name?
hey, if he's cooking, he's boiling. Was just saying.
I mean, isn't a boil also something you get on your skin? That's like a, it's like a pimple. You got to pop the boil. It's like,
That's if he, I mean, it goes both ways. If he's hot and he's cooking, that means the water boiling. So he's boiling. But if he's trash, right? That means he oozing. You gotta pop that pimple. He's trash. Get him out of here.
All right,
So,
whatever you say. Should we
remember,
do?
I'm positive minded. I'm the, all right,
Do
next for
something like that.
the defense. All right, defensive wise, injuries. There's none to report for the Dolphins. And then for, wait, nope, they got the tackles. No, the tackles were limited participation in practice. Armstead and Austin Jackson. So those are only two.
Yeah, but those are offensive tackles.
Oh, never mind. Report. All right, next, the Jets defensively. John Franklin Myers, defensive end. He's limited participation in practice, but he's gonna play. Safety Tony Adams, he's gonna play limited participation in practice as well. Linebacker Sam Egwuogwan did not practice, but his game status, they don't have one, so it means he might play. But I don't think he's not a big impact player. Quincy Williams, that's an interesting one. Limited participant in practice. And if y'all know, he's the brother of Quinnen Williams. But he'll play as well. So overall, I give him a green. They're fine on defense. They're gonna be good.
Yeah, and I think in terms of offense for, you know, who you're starting, again, I have some worry about there's definitely some red flags with the Dolphins. I think I'm at least in a yellow light with the Dolphins offense. Especially with, you know what, with the Jets, we're just going full red. The Jets just got embarrassed by the Bills. On that side of the ball, they're gonna clean up the Dolphins, to be honest. They're not gonna want anything to do with the Dolphins getting one over on them. And then on the offensive side for the Jets, I mean, again, red light, just don't, I don't see them moving the ball, especially with Garrett Wilson banged up. He fumbled last week. He's having a rough patch right now, so especially if he's going to be catching passes from the boil. Let's move on. Let's move on. All right.
Oh, this one's interesting now. Hear me out. Every game after this, there's no injuries to report.
I
Our
think
source to know is NFL.com.
the NFL is the issue is that the N we covered the early games, so I don't think any reports have come in to the NFL yet for the Sunday games. So that's our problem. So we gotta
However,
swing back over to ESPN.
there you go. I was like, we gotta swing that there.
Swing.
But those of you who know that song, swing that. Okay, never mind. All right. All
Right.
right, we got the New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcones. The
Yes.
Falcons. The
Yes.
Falcons, if you know what I mean. Bills Mafia.
Saints, we've got Kendre Miller, Derek Carr. Michael Thomas was placed on IR. So that's going to be a major loss in the wide receiver position. Hopefully a little bit more of an arrow up with Chris Olave. Hopefully not too much pressure on him. I'm not too worried about the Falcons cornerbacks and things like that. So but Derek Carr being questionable, he's in concussion protocol. He's still got that shoulder. Derek Carr's having a bad day. He's having a bad week, maybe a bad month. So I think we're looking at some arrows up with the running backs here. Alvin Kamara, especially with Kendre Miller hasn't really gotten on the field as much, but Alvin Kamara is definitely the guy. Derek Carr, I think, is just going to be dumping the ball off. He might even chuck it a few times, but he's a little bit banged up there. Mac Hollins and Taylor Heinicke are banged up on the Falcons. I don't believe Taylor Heinicke, he's out. Taylor Heinicke, he isn't expected to practice this week. And I believe we've got Desmond Ridder as the starting quarterback. So not too worried about Mac Hollins affecting the rest of the team. So green light on the Falcons, except for the awesome defense of the Saints. And yellow light on the Saints with the quarterback injury.
Yup, let's see. All right, for the Falcons on my end, defensively, the two people that we're worried about are the Afford cornerback and David Onyemata, defensive tackle, but they're both questionable. They're probably going to play. Honestly, nothing too major with them. So, green light for them, for the Atlanta Falcons. For the Saints, two people, offensive tackle James Hurst and quarterback, sorry, let's take it back. Defensively, Isaiah Folkley, defensive end, he's questionable. And then Marshon Lattimore, cornerback, he's also questionable. So he's Lattimore's recovering from a high ankle sprain, suffering in week 10. It's gonna take some time. So I don't he's questionable. I don't know if they want to play him. I don't know if it's worth it. They're playing against the Falcons. So I think that he probably suit up and be ready to play, but they just probably work him out on the sidelines to make sure if they need him, they might play him. That's what I would do. But I'm not the coach. So, anyway, though, so I will give. I mean, the matchup is so favorable to the Saints. I still just give the Saints defense a green light.
I guess I get that. I get that. I think I'm encouraged by Marshon Lattimore being a potential guy that's going to be out, especially for the Atlanta Falcons offense. So I like that for our wide receivers there. Maybe Arthur Smith will finally decide to throw the ball.
That's true. That's true. So, man, they got to get rid of that coach.
He's winning games. He's winning games. All right.
Is he?
Steelers, I don't know. What are they? What are they right now? Oh geez. They're 4-6. He's not really winning games. Don't listen to me. Steelers at Bengals. I don't know. There's really no injuries to report in this one. No, just kidding. So Steelers don't really have any offensive injuries. Yet the Bengals, it's a brown light. It's maybe a black light. Joe Burrow is out for the season, and T. Higgins is questionable. Their rookie wide receiver Andre Iosavis. Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. And then Chase Brown is also coming back from IR. So a couple of wide receivers. We've got I think Jake Brownlee. Is that his name?
Yep, Brownlee.
He's going to be taking over for the Bengals at quarterback. And we're in the yellow light here for the Bengals. We need to see how this goes. And green light for Pittsburgh Steelers since they don't have any injuries. It is a tough matchup, though. Both defenses are good. Both defenses are good.
Well, regardless for their defense, well, everyone's questionable pretty much. Sam Hubbard, defensive end, he's questionable. We all know how good he is. He's going to play. This is a game where players who are questionable, they're going to play. They want to beat the Steelers. BJ Hill, he's questionable. DJ Reader, he's questionable as well. And Akeem Davis Gaither, he's also questionable. So I think they're going to play. So I'm going to give them a green light on defense when it, for the Bengals. for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Safety Minkah Fitzpatrick is questionable. Cornerback James Pierre is questionable. Linebacker Nick Herbig Herbig is questionable. The defensive tackle Montrevious Adams is questionable. So those are the questionable people that they have right now. They do have Elijah Riley on injured reserve. Keanu Neal also on injured reserve. Quan Alexander also on injured reserve. These are all November injury reserves. And then Cole Holcomb, but I don't know those four people, but the other ones, they're gonna play. I mean, I don't see anyone who's questionable in this situation, not playing. Fitzpatrick, actually, I might take that back. He has a hammy issue. I don't know if they want to push him, but we'll see about that one. All right, so for them, I'm gonna give them a green for defense. Did I already talk about Cincinnati?
Yeah, you did. You did.
Okay, good. All right.
Right.
Who's
Carolina
for me?
Panthers at Tennessee Titans. So really only two injuries here to talk about. Treylon Burks on the Titans side and Hayden Hurst, tight end on the Panthers side. Not too concerned here. Treylon Burks, it's concussion. Not sure what it is for Hurst, but he's not a big player. As far as he's one where his effects are kind of hidden, as he does a lot of blocking and and takes up space in the passing game. So I don't see any issues for Carolina as far as that goes. I'm not really scared of the Tennessee Titans defense, though historically they've had a better defense. And then offensively, Titans, Treylon Burks being out, or if he is out, he's just questionable right now. If he's out, it's not the end of the world. They've got DeAndre Hopkins, so let's see. They've been not doing so well with their rookie quarterback, yeah, ever since his electric start. So green light all around. I'm not scared of any of the defenses here, but yeah, we'll see.
All right. All right. Defensively, I'm gonna start with the Panthers. Is that okay? Thank you. All right. Sam Franklin Jr., he's questionable. Jeremy Chinn, safety, he is on injured reserve. Not great, I'll be honest with you. He does have decent play time. So but we'll see as I go forward what y'all think. DeCaprio Boodle, he's on injured reserve. This is also not great, but it's not horrible either. He's not a huge impact player. The what's it called? Frank Love You or Luvu. He's
Love you
questionable.
too.
He's questionable. Just his stats for the season, he has 81 tackles, 3.5 sacks so far this season. He's making plays. He's impactful. Is he the greatest impact player ever? No. But in the game that they just lost, he by himself recorded 8 tackles, right? Well, he had 8 tackles and 6 of them were solo, and he had 2 passes defended. So he's clearly a player that they do lean on, who's going to get, plenty of game time and field time. So that's something that can be a worry. Marquise Haynes Jr., which we'll call a linebacker as well. He doesn't have much impact, but he's questionable. So the only player really of concern is Frank Luvu, who plays a lot when it comes to the team. So other than that, everyone else is fine. So I mean, I'm gonna give them a yellow, a bright yellow for them for
Okay.
defense. Next team, Panthers. We the other Panthers. Who's next? Who they're playing? Titans, right?
Yep. Titans.
Cartoons. All right. So defensively, Luke Gifford, linebacker, he's questionable. Safety Terrell Edmonds is questionable. So Edmonds, he's lost last week. He logged 5 tackles, 4 of them were solo, including a sack. Pretty impressive. Kevon Wallace, he's questionable. Wallace was put on concussion protocol when they play against the Jaguars. So we'll see if he's back. I think he. Oh, I don't know if he's gonna be back. That's kind of short time, right? That's a short window, Sunday till now. So that's only 3 days. I don't think he's questionable. I don't know if he's gonna play. Linebacker, Chance Campbell, he's been on IR since November 15th. And then you have cornerback. Actually, no, that's it. I'm only going that far. I'm not going for that. So for them, for defensively speaking, I'm gonna give them a green. I don't think anything is too bad. And the Carolina Panthers also help with that because they're so trash. And so I don't think they're gonna scare this defense in capacity.
Makes sense, makes sense. We should probably start with just doing summaries on each side or highlights, since I think we're definitely struggling to keep up the pace.
I
So
agree.
I'll hurry things up a little bit. Tampa Bay, no injuries on the offensive side for Tampa Bay. They're at Colts. Not really worried about the Colts defense. Green light for Buccaneers. Colts offense, two tight ends are out. Ogletree is questionable, I should say, and Jelani Woods had a setback on IR, so he hasn't been playing. They still have Mo Alie-Cox, I believe, and so not really any changes there for the Colts. Green light for their offense. I am a little bit worried about the Tampa Bay Bucks defense, but not in any significant way that you're going to change who you're starting.
Defensively for the Buccaneers, not many things to report here. That Devin White linebacker, he's questionable, but he'll play. And then Jamel Dean, he's week to week cornerback, but he probably will play as well. Other than that, there's nothing else meant to report. So the team Colts. Looking at the Colts, what you call it? Indianapolis. Defensively, Juju Brents, he's questionable. He didn't participate in practice. And then Drew Ogletree, no, sorry, I'm reading that. Ronnie Thomas, the second, he's also questionable. That's about it. Linebacker Grant Stewart, he's also questionable. So those are only three people are questionable. I'm gonna give them a green light. Nothing major that's stopping them from being great.
Great. Next game, New England Patriots at Giants. We've got a couple injuries over on the Patriots side. Devontae Parker, I mean, I don't, he's questionable. I don't think he's really done much for him, so really not anything we're worried about there. Kendrick Bourne did go under surgery, under the knife, for his ACL. He's out for the season, has been for a bit. So no real changes there. So basically all of their players that matter are healthy on the offensive side. Doesn't mean I'm giving them a green light. They're still going to be a yellow. It does matter who they play. The Patriots are kind of scary there. And I'm going to be honest, it's kind of a similar situation for the Giants. They're on their backup quarterback, who, by the way, Tommy DeVito, yeah, I definitely DeVito. He did really well last week, at least well enough. And I give the Giants a chance in this game, but no injuries other than, you know, Daniel Jones and Darren Waller, who are, you know, on IR. So green light for Giants. Except this defense, I should say. Patriots got a great defense. I'm starting the defense in a league, so
Yeah,
beware.
great transition for the defense. New England Patriots, their defense, they're looking good, right? They got a couple of people that are questionable. Jerron Bentley, linebacker. They also have cornerback Jonathan Jones and cornerback Miles Bryant, as well as Chris Barmore, defensive tackle. But they're all questionable. They're gonna be fine. They'll play. They're gonna kill the Giants. Giants are trash. So last week against the Commanders, I don't know, it was a fluke. The Commander just farted or something like that. So that happened. I think I heard a toilet blew up, so probably distracting them a little bit. So other than that, what you call it? The Patriots are gonna do their thing against them.
Great.
The Giants defense, y'all know I don't like the Giants. So if I'm biased, okay. All right, so looking at the Giants defense, they don't have many issues, honestly. Linebacker Bobby Okereke, he's questionable with a hip issue, so he didn't practice on Wednesday. And then you have Adoree Jackson, he's questionable, but they'll play. So I give them defensively, I give them a green light. Thank God for them that the Patriots offense is trash, so they might have look kind of decent during this game. All right,
I'd
let's go
say
to the
it's a
next.
pretty evenly matched game, except I think the best unit is the defense for the Patriots, so I think
They got to
Patriots
score
still
two
take
touchdowns.
it. Yeah.
They need 18 sacks and two touchdowns. That's all they need, and they win.
Exactly. All right, Jaguars at Houston. No injuries on the offensive side for the Jaguars, no new injuries. Other than Jamal Agnew being placed on injured reserve, so that's tough, but that's also he's a gadget guy, so nothing crazy. Might give a boost to some of our other wide receivers on that team, so that might be good. Texans injury news: Dameon Pierce, running back, is questionable. Noah Brown is questionable. Noah Brown actually has, even though he was kind of not a real big name coming in the year, he's done well for them. But they've done well without Dameon Pierce, and they'll do fine with no out Noah Brown. I don't think he was there last week. So, green light for both offenses for sure.
All right, so Jacksonville, they are green light for defense. They only have two people that are questionable. Roy Robertson Harris, defensive end, and then Tyson Campbell, cornerback. They're fine. They'll play. So that's it, green light. And then the next one is we got the
Texas.
Houston Texans. Houston Texans, they are. They got a couple of things, but I don't think anything major. A lot of questionables. Only person is the safety, Arnold Grayland. He's on the injured reserve now. He had a calf issue, but everyone else is questionable. Linebacker Jake Hansen, safety Jimmy Ward, defensive end Dylan Horton, linebacker Henry Toto, and then defensive end Will Anderson Jr. But they're all gonna play. Anders has a knee issue, but I think he'll play. Oh yeah, this one, Toto, he might not play. Wait, he's a front. He'll play. I was thinking he had a concussion, so I was thinking it was too short a window for him to come back. But it looks like he will play. So I give them a green light. They'll be fine.
Great, great. Cleveland Browns at Denver Broncos. Browns have Marquise Goodwin out, and of course, Deshaun Watson, quarterback, out for the season. So they just won their first game last week without him. And Dorian
Second
Thompson
game.
Robinson. What's that?
I think that was the second time they won without him.
Maybe. I believe maybe you're talking about the game when he went out. So yeah, they might have won the rest of that game because he just went out before last week, you know. But he's been in and out of the lineup all year. So I think they're used to playing without Deshaun Watson. It's the defense that runs this game, this team. So green light. As far as the offense goes, your running backs and stuff. You know what? Actually, I'm gonna say yellow because we got to talk about the wide receiver position. That's gonna be an issue with Dorian Thompson Robinson. A little bit worried about that for sure. So, avoid if you can. Denver, not really worried about either side of the ball. Biggest injury news is that Dulcich isn't close to returning, so no real updates there. So green light in terms of injuries, red light in terms of starting literally anyone on the Denver Broncos against Cleveland Browns defense.
Cool. All right. So defensively, I'm gonna give them a yellow. A lot of people that are questionable. Cornerback Greg Newsome the second, defensive end Ogbo Okoronkwo, cornerback Mike Ford, linebacker Matthew Adams. Anthony Walker Jr., linebacker, safety, Juwan, I said Juwan, no, Juan Thornhill, and then safety Grant Delpit. And as well as lastly, it's going to be a cornerback Denzel Ward. All of them are listed as questionable. That's a lot of questionable people. So we'll see what happens in that situation, but I'm going to put them a nice clean yellow. When it comes to the Denver Broncos, their situation is much different. They only have three people that are questionable, which are DJ Jones, Josie J Jewell, linebacker, PJ Locke, safety. DJ Jones is a defensive tackle, by the way. So they're questionable, but they're probably going to play. So they're not no big issue. So I give them a green light on defense.
Great. Rams at Cardinals. We got three wide receiver injuries for the Rams. Ben Skowronek, Puka Nacua, and Cooper Kupp, kind of the big two there. And I do think these guys are going to start, but if they don't, we've got a real red light on our hands. Kyren Williams is projected to come back this week. And in fact, I think it's near 100% that he does, because they just dumped their starting running back, Darrell Henderson. They just cut him, which was kind of wild to me. I know they picked him up randomly, but it just seems like you maybe don't dump the guy on the street that has been starting for you. Seems a little ridiculous. Maybe there's room on your roster for a second running back. I don't know. Anyways, I'm a little saucy because Darrell Henderson is one of my guys, so or was when he came out of school. So
All right.
Rams yellow light, gotta be Cardinals, Michael Wilson, Zach Pascal, Mari DiMicardo. Some worries, they're all questionable, but they've got enough depth at wide receiver that we're giving them a green light on the Cardinals.
Defensively for the Rams, Kobe Durant, he's questionable. Quentin Lake, safety, questionable. Those are the only two things. Some of them a green light for the defense. And for the Arizona Cardinals, they have linebacker Kaiser White. He's on injured reserve. He's gone. This defensive tackle Lecky Fotu. He's injured reserve. He's going to be gone. DN Jonathan Ledbetter. He's questionable. Safety Joey Blunt. He's questionable. As well as cornerback Antonio Hamilton Sr. He's questionable. So I'm going to give them a yellow just because they have two people that are completely out on IR. And Kaiser White is a pretty good player too, so I'm gonna yellow.
All right.
Then who are, that was it, right? Is it my two, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
good, yeah. All right,
All right.
next.
Then we got Kansas City Chiefs versus Las Vegas Raiders, or at Las Vegas Raiders. Only one injury on the offensive side in this game. That's Richie James. He's questionable. He missed the last game as well. It's a knee issue. Not a big player on this team, so I'm not too worried about his impact. In terms of just offensively for both teams, green light for the Chiefs, red light for the Raiders. The Chiefs defense has been pretty stout. And let's be honest, the Raiders have not had a good offense in general. So, you know.
Bold prediction: Raiders shock the world. They're gonna beat the Chiefs. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and give Raiders. They're gonna get a green. They only have two people. One person that's out now, questionable, which is Marcus Epps, safety. And then the Chiefs have no injuries to report, so they get a green light as well. So shock the world, Raiders. Let's do it.
All right, good luck with that. Buffalo Bills at Philadelphia Eagles. Bills have no new injuries on the offensive side. Dawson Knox, of course, is not coming back this week at tight end. And the tight end, Dallas Goedert, for the Eagles, he is out. So they will be without him. He's kind of a key element there. So that might be a decent sized loss for the Eagles there. So probably
He
arrows up for the wide
was out
receivers. What's that?
like 2 weeks ago. He was out 2 weeks ago. So y'all go ahead and pick up Isaiah Likely. So if you don't have him already. Next. All
That's the
right.
wrong team, man. Isaiah Likely, that's
Sorry.
Baltimore.
Somebody else. I messed up.
Green light for both. Well, yellow light for both offenses because both defenses are pretty good.
Yes. And so defensively speaking, for the Buffalo Bills, Teron Johnson, he's questionable. Cornerback, like a high safety, questionable. Dane Jackson, cornerback, questionable. Cornerback, Cam Lewis is questionable as well. And safety Taylor Rapp is questionable. All great. But I'm gonna they are gonna play. Some of them had limited participation in practice. Only Dane Jackson did not practice at all. So actually, yeah, he's not gonna play. So I'm gonna give them a yellow. Actually, this might be a little trap game for y'all. Y'all better be careful with this one. Then we will look at the Eagles.
Let's be honest. There's no trap about it. It's the Eagles. This is going to be a tough one. It's got to be a shootout or we're going to lose.
Oh, man. You said it. Anyway, moving forward. Milton Williams, defensive tackle on the Eagles, he's questionable as well. Defensive end Derek Barnett, he's questionable as well. And then that's about it. So they got a green light for us, and so we're gonna move them forward. Next game, please.
All right, Ravens at Chargers. Here you go. Mark Andrews is out, and he is probably done for the season. I am reading the report a little bit. It's not as bad as they first feared. So there's an outside chance of him returning to the field this season, according to Jeff Zrybek of The Athletic. So, like you were saying at the last one, Isaiah Likely, you know, definitely time to get him in your lineup. On the Chargers side, we've got a few questionable depth pieces. Other than Everett, he is a starter. So green light in terms of Chargers. The Ravens neither of these defenses really scare me. You know, both of them are decent and have good games and bad games. Ravens are probably
well, Ravens are more defense in the league. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I'm thinking about last year with the Ravens where they were just kind of disappointing, but they're definitely the better defense. You're right. So green light on Ravens, yellow light on Chargers, who have been struggling, let's be honest.
Yep. And for the Ravens, defensively speaking, the only person that's questionable is Arthur Mollett, and it looks like he's gonna play. So they get a green light. So when we look at the Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers.
And I have to revise my statement. Sorry. Mark Andrews can't be out and me give them a green light in the Ravens. They're definitely at least a yellow because he is their offense, let's be honest.
He is, but they played without it for 2 weeks now. So I think they made their adjustments.
Okay.
Yeah, so just keep your green.
Wait, what are you talking about? No, he just got injured this past week. I played him.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was just this past weekend.
I had a dream.
But to your point, they played without him 2 weeks in the beginning of the season, and they were okay. They were okay. So
I had a dream then. Don't worry about it. Or a premonition or a future. I see something in the future. Just keep your green. Play as
like. Start your Zay Flowers, maybe.
Start Zay Flowers as Zay Likely. Like, they're going to be good. They're going to be good. Trust me. I had a dream about it. And next week when we come back and reconvene, just remember what I said. I had a dream about it. Understood? I'm not Martin Luther King, but I do have dreams. So, anyway, Los Angeles Chargers, defensively speaking, Joey Bosa, he's IR. So that's a big blow. Like, that's a big blow. I feel like him and his brother are just injury prone. Like, that's just a thing that they have.
Yeah, that's true.
Tanner Muse, he's also IR. And then Chris Ruff, the second. He's been IR already, so he already went through surgery before. But those are the two big ones. I'm gonna give them a yellow for that. I don't know. They gotta get some pass rush. Like, I don't know. Something about the Chargers, I just don't trust them. I don't trust them at all. So I'm gonna give them a yellow.
Okay.
All are we right, done with
let's,
that team?
Yeah, team? Let's talk about Bears, Vikings. All right, the big one is Justin Jefferson. Bears have no injuries on the offensive side. Yeah, there's an injury at quarterback, backup quarterback Jaren Hall. Not too worried about that. Justin Jefferson is hopefully coming back. He's questionable to come back from IR, and so we're gonna just say green light to both offenses here. This should be an interesting game, especially if Justin Jefferson is back.
I agree. All right. Defensively speaking, they only have one person that's questionable for the Bears. That's Noah Sewell, and then what's it called? For Minnesota, they only have two people that are questionable, which are Caleb Evans and Brian Asamoah the second. They're questionable, but they are going to play. So green light for them as well. So greens across the board with two teams that have struggled this year. All right, and that's our injury report. So I think that went pretty smooth. We could have went faster for sure, but kind of give you a sense of what's happening. We talked about the different positions and broke it down offense and defense as well. So hopefully that helps y'all out in making decisions on who to start and who not to start. It actually made me think about some of the things that we picked today. So let's move on to the starts of the week, and then let's knock out of here and go be with our wives. So, all right. So last week, y'all, I'm sad to inform you, y'all, that I lost. I don't know how. I'm pretty sure there's some cheating that happened, some bribe, money exchange hands. Something happened, right? But I had a 3 week winning streak, correct?
You had more than that. You've been beating me up day in, day out. It's been painful. It's been heartbreaking. I cried once.
That's your fault. So, but it's your fault and your choice. But the point is, I don't lose, and somehow I lost this week. So, this or last week, I should say, not this week. And I'm pretty sure some cheating happened. Josh Dobbs was not great against Denver. He took his bye week. I should have seen that coming, but I don't blame him. Ryan Robinson was good against the New York Giants. Tyler Lockett was okay versus the Rams. I blame Geno. Dalton Kincaid was okay against the Jets. I blame I don't know how he was just okay. I thought he was gonna kill him. Because y'all ran up the score on them. I thought about that. So that's sad for me. Defense Commanders were good against the Giants. I blame Ron Rivera because they had 9 sacks and we still were just good, not great. Brandon McManus was great against Tennessee. I saw that coming. All right, so that gave me a total of 3 points, which is a positive. I had no negative, but still, I needed a little bit more so I could win. All right, Dana Prince, you do yours.
All right, well.
All right, we're about to week 12 now. Thank you.
Quarterback, Brock Purdy. He was great, over 30 points. David Montgomery, he was good at running back. Tank Dell, he's my guy. I mean, I am fully all chips all the way in on the table. Next Tyreek Hill type of thing. He was great. Cole Kmet versus Detroit, not great. It's okay. He was not great. Defense Detroit versus Chicago, they were okay. I hedged my bet a little bit there. Absolutely. That's how you play to win. No, that's not actually. But Will Lutz versus Minnesota, he was also great. So three greats, a good and not great, even each other out. And then, okay, those add up to give me 6 versus your 3. Give me the first win in probably 5 weeks here. Yeah,
this I'm happy. Comeback, though. I'm coming back. All right, to my fans, I'm not taking this lying down.
No, I'm coming back. I am 4.5 wins to 6.5 wins. You know, I mean, we've talked about reality. You know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, how I really look at the matchups a little bit more. You know, and I think that's gonna pay off for me in the end. I have also looked at, okay, what are we, who are the guys that I trust? You know, I'm going to get those guys out on the field. So that's what I'm doing this week as well. And I'd like to see what you got. So let's do this.
Y'all remember it, my championship mentality. I'm moving like I'm not winning. Like, I'm moving with the idea, like, no, I got to get better, right? So I came swinging this time around. All right, quarterback.
Dr. Chip, when we're talking fantasy, you do got to get better. So
I am getting better.
That's good mentality to have.
I'm not.
Yeah, you got better this week. Your own team lost its starting quarterback and or starting running back, and now your fantasy team is better with Zach Charbonnet. Congrats.
Thank you. See? So, quarterback this week, because I believe, I got to believe, you got to see and believe, right? You got to believe in order to see. So, I believe that Geno's going to turn it up this time. He ain't got no choice against San Francisco. got to step up.
Especially being injured against a great defense.
How much I believe, y'all. I understand it. I believe. But if he's injured and he can't play, if they say, oh, he can't play at all, then my backup that I have to use is Will Levis versus Carolina, because I believe in Carolina's defense is so trash that Will should be able to eat off of that. So, point is, I believe. All right,
it's
move
the
forward.
Ayahuasca. It's the ayahuasca that you've been smoking.
Faith. It's faith. I'd be on my knees praying. So, all right, running
after
back.
After the game.
After, yep, I'll be praying. Please, Lord, let us win. So, running back, I got Kareem Hunt versus Denver. All right, we got wide receiver. We got Noah Brown. You know Noah Brown on the Houston Texans, right, versus Jacksonville. We got tight end Isaiah Likely. What I tell you, I say you better put that name in your brain, right, because Isaiah going to do something. He's likely to go off this game, all right, against the Chargers. All right, defense, I got New Orleans versus Atlanta because Atlanta is garbage. All right, and then kicker, I got Greg Joseph versus the Bears, right? So I couldn't pick Lou Dobbs because somebody is a scumbag and stole him. So not Lou, Joshua. So I picked somebody from Minnesota.
I gotta be honest. I do like your Hunt, Brown, and Likely picks. I think those are solid. Especially
you like them because they're gonna be trashing to help you win.
Hopefully. But I do like them from the standpoint of good players that are, you know, you can believe in. And Noah Brown has showed up, Likely showed up, Hunt showed up. So I like that for sure. I did choose Joshua Dobbs. I got to choose first this week. So against Chicago, I'm planning on having a team beating up on Chicago because my running back is Ty Chandler. I think, you know, Alexander Madison is just not doing the things we need him to do at running back. I think Ty Chandler takes a little bit more of that workload. Running back, Romeo Doubs versus Detroit. This dude is just everything, everywhere, all at once for this team. And I think he's going to be really good against this Detroit defense and in this shootout. Tight end, Cade Otton versus Indianapolis at tight end. New England's defense versus the Giants. I think I told you this. And Jake Moody versus Seattle. So I'm excited to start him there as well. So
I don't know if that's Jake Moody. You want to change that before we go?
Oh, no. I think that's a great plan. I think San Francisco is going to be putting up banners in Seattle this week, and I'm excited to see it. Not gonna lie, it's, you know, San Francisco. They're just such a beautiful team. I mean, Kyle, honestly, if there were one coach that you start a new team, if you're an owner, first coach that you go and grab, Kyle Shanahan. Absolutely. You know why? Yes, the defense, that's great, but more importantly, his quarterbacks, doesn't matter. You don't have to invest. You can save your money. Get the worst quarterback in the league, and Kyle Shanahan will make him do beautiful things. I mean, just look at my choice last week, Brock Purdy. He looked pretty.
but the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he's been garbage. I'm telling you, Seahawks are coming with vengeance. We coming with blood. We see blood in the water, right? We gotta eat. We gotta
Your
eat.
own, it's your own blood, man. I don't eat
We gonna
that. Don't eat that.
eat.
It's your leg.
Look, if it's red, it's dead. That's all you need to know. So we coming for it. There's no, no blood on my uniform, all right? Just go hit that. You're getting the
Oh my
fine.
God.
I'll pay it by myself. Don't worry.
Oh my God. We need to go. Oh jeez. I
right,
can't.
y'all.
When is this game? When is this game? We need to circle this. Hopefully I don't have anything. What is this?
Friday. I'm gonna be in the house all day. I'm not
Oh
going
my
anywhere.
God.
I'm gonna be in the
I'm
tree like this.
No, it says it's Thursday, man.
No, it's Friday. They got Thursday game? So it was Black Friday.
Maybe they switched it on you. No, it is Thursday. Yeah, you got the food coma game. Dolphins Jets is Friday.
Is Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is. I was happy because I'm like finally they were starting the Seahawks giving us a what you would call it
Thanksgiving Day game.
game nighttime too after everybody ready to sit down and watch. That's prime time TV right there. It's gonna be a
Yeah.
good game.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I'm excited. We gotta talk to that.
You know, we play good on national when it's
But
on national TV. We play good. We play real good. So don't worry about it. Don't forget that.
yeah. So is Christian McCaffrey, you know. Oh my gosh, I can't
Getting
wait.
injured.
Dude, I'm just wow, dude, that's so mean. Don't call injury on people. That's wild. You need
No,
to
just because he
burn
always
some
does.
sage in your house, man. That karma, that's just whew.
Somebody's gonna hit him. It's gonna be hard.
No, I all right, we're watching this game together. You know, this too much fighting, too much,
You just like my heart, man. It's from fight words,
you know.
huh?
I know, I came out with knives.
Here wearing the wrong color, talking all that trash. Okay, I try to be nice to the Bills, but now I'm gonna be like, you know what, Bills fans, screw all of you and screw your team too. So, because of this guy,
Oh my
anyway.
gosh. Well,
All right, y'all. All right, thank you everyone for joining us. Next week, we're talking week 13 and week 14.
no, week 12, week 13.
Yep.
We do this every week. Jib wants to talk 2 weeks in the future.
Let's keep this going. I have dreams. I'm like, I gotta live these out.
All right. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen.
That's our weekly pod. Don't forget, y'all, choose love and spread happiness.
Give them hell.
Boom, boom. Ba-bum, ba-bum. Where'd that echo from?
Cat's been here the whole time.
Oh, man.